Hey, you guys, welcome to Nerdstalker. I am Adolfo here with Adolfo Fronda at Nerdstalker on Twitter. And just to remind you, Maker Faire is coming up, Bay Area Maker Faire in lovely San Mateo at the fairgrounds down there, I believe. And anyways, my thought today is about WYSIWYG. I started out in this business, the tech business, as a front-end developer in the early 90s. And I remember seeing these tools slowly come out, these weird kind of kludgy, what you see is what you get type of tools, where the promise was that the average person could just drag and drop things and create a web page, right? And then soon came the promise of like programming essentially becoming this type of WYSIWYG paradigm. Here we are, fast forward to 2014 as of this recording, and there really are no good WYSIWYG programming solutions for the common man. What happened with the evolution of that technology? Sure, people can sort of drag and drop things and make a web page and sort of a kludgy website, and the advent of WordPress and cloud solutions like Salesforce, etc. But real programming of solutions of like application type of stuff. I know there have been some efforts like Blockly, but it's just more education or Yahoo Pipes type of thing back in the day. Hell, I remember Go Live Cyber Studio, I believe it was called, and Adobe claims that Dreamweaver or some other ones were initially WYSIWYG tools, which have become overly complex, right? But I digress. Where's the WYSIWYG solution for programming itself, right? I mean, there are snippets, shortcuts, ways of doing things faster for programmers and easier today. And you would think programmers and designers could create a solution for common people. Of course, the danger is this, is that it commoditizes their own profession, right, to some extent. But the whole point is to empower everyone to be creators. We can get past this notion of programming and get to this sort of democracy, you know, democratizing, if is that even a word, the process of programming for all. So anyways, just a thought. I hope we see some evolution, more evolution, into this space. Thanks for listening, and check us out at nerdstalker.com.